Where does the idea for a novel come from? Why do fictional characters and storylines sometimes feel more authentic than their actual inspirations? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels that blur the lines between what's real and what's not. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Dancy Senna's new novel, Colored Television, is a nervy satire starring a biracial Los Angeles writer named Jane, living large for 1 year. She's on sabbatical from her teaching job and house-sitting a mansion with her husband and 2 kids, giving her space to work on her epic second novel, a.k.a. The Mulatto, War and Peace. Then Hollywood beckons, and things get complicated. This is one of those books that people in the industry have been excited about all year, and as far as I'm concerned, it's just as great as her previous novel, New People, which Weekly Reader listeners heard about back in 2017. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, one of the funniest scenes in this brilliant, of-the-moment, just really almost perfect book happens early on, in a flashback to the party in Brooklyn where Jane met Lenny, her husband and father of their 2 kids. Feeling she's aging out of the dating game, Jane has recently consulted an intuitive psychodynamic counselor with a specialty in racial alchemy, a.k.a. a psychic, who told her she's about to meet her future husband, a funny, tall, handsome black man who would be wearing, quote, West Coast shoes. But when she meets Lenny, who perfectly fits this description, he's with a very possessive white girlfriend. She calls the psychic from the party to confirm. The psychic says it's definitely him, then goes into a rant against intermarriage. Listen, our ancestors didn't survive the horrors of the Middle Passage so some Caucasoid poet could miscegenate us out of existence. He also says if she doesn't get this guy, she'll be alone for 24 years. That gets her moving. Here's the thing. Since the biracial Senna is married to the black writer Percival Everett, the guy behind the movie American Fiction and the novel James, the anti-capitalist artist husband, Lenny, clearly has some auto-fictional roots. And as Dwight Garner pointed out in The Times, nearly everything Senna has written to date has been about mixed-race life in America. So when her protagonist, Jane, turns in a novel on that subject, and her agent turns up her nose and suggests she expand her range, the reader is definitely in on the joke. Speaking of Dwight Garner, he and I were less in sync on our second book, Small Rain by Garth Greenwell, which presents the author's recent real-life experience with serious illness as a novel. As I proclaimed in People magazine, this propulsive work of autofiction is set in the ICU, where Greenwell's narrator spends 11 days in mortal danger from an injury to his aorta that mystifies his doctors and terrifies his partner, matched by colleagues as the only 2 gay poets in Iowa City. As he tries to understand what's happening to him, as he bonds with one caretaker over medieval music and recoils from another whose incompetent care terrifies him, we are wholly immersed in his dazzling mind. Dwight Garner certainly did not agree. His quote, "The bad news is that in its slow piling on of medical minutiae over more than 300 pages, Small Rain listlessly drifts. The narrator is trapped in a hospital bed, and we are strapped in beside him." Well, there's only one way to find out if you're on Team Marion or Team Dwight. And if you do, write and let me know.
The books are Colored Television by Dancy Senna and Small Rain by Garth Greenwell. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.